Body music.
Good evening, everyone. This is DJ CBE, and you are listening to Body Music. So, what is that mysterious sound you hear in the background? Are we in space? In fact, yes, we are. You are right now immersed in the sounds of Venus, Neptune, and Jupiter, and we are about to take flight together through outer space. For those of you who are joining for the first time, this is Body Music, where we feel, listen to, and experience soul to the skin. And today is no different. We'll be exploring and traveling through the concepts and sort of the soundscape of outer space, what that sounds like to me right now. And I hope you enjoy. I've done this once before, 4 years ago, so I'm excited to see and compare notes, and I hope you enjoy this ride. Don't be nervous. I'm your captain, and this is Body Music. Let's see what happens.
Body music.
Body music. Take
body music.
Hi everyone, this is DJ CBE, and you just heard on Body Music The Long Road Home by Caroline Polishek off of her album Desire, I Want to Turn Into You, the Ever Asking Edition. So for those of you who have just joined, we are in outer space today on Body Music, and you might ask yourself, what is central about outer space? What is she talking about again? We're just starting off on our flight, and that was a bit of an optimistic start. I think it kind of, for me, feels like the anticipation of going into the unknown, but feeling good about it underneath it all. But underneath there was a little bit of melancholy because we don't really know what's out there. Only those who have been can explain the sensation from a point of memory. Otherwise, it's just recounted to us and we can only imagine. And there's a bit of optimism on that on one side, but sort of knowing that you are alone because you can't share it with all of those who have never been to space. I also think that Caroline Polishek herself has a bit of an otherworldly voice, so I wanted to include her on this journey with us to start up our engines in outer space. I think this mystery, this weaving of melancholy and hope can be a point of tension, and I think that's where the sensuality comes in for me. I think there is a certain mood and energy evoked by even just these ambient space sounds, so let's take a second to also just hear those. Yeah. Take it all in. Okay. Let's continue on our flight. You are listening to Body Music on LoRa 97.5 MHz.
Body Music. Body Music. Body Music.
I can tell you're running, oh, it never ends. Better off or better out, huh? Body love or rest.
Body music.
L'ora ha bisogno del tuo sostegno. Siamo senza pubblicità e finanziati da membri. Diventa un membro l'ora. Tutte le informazioni su www.lora.ch.
Body music.
We are almost halfway through. Well, I'm being a bit optimistic. We're almost halfway through. I'm not in a rush, though. I mean, we are traveling through space. And compared to our time on Earth, it is going to take a while to get through today's body music show. You just heard a few beautiful songs. The last one being Cascades by Tamarin off of The Waves. Before that, Mycelia by Bjork off of Fossora, and Jupiter by Kalela off of Take Me Apart. I would also like to note that today's show is all women. So, vocals by all women, and I just think there is a certain, like pretty much all of my shows, there's a certain female energy in this type of sensuality that I like to express. So, yeah. So let's talk a little bit about some of those songs. Bjork, of course, I think maybe as some of you might agree, is quite otherworldly. Some of her music sounds like it is of something that we can't quite understand the origin of. And yeah, so I feel honored to vibe with some of it because I think that means that some of mine and Bjork's wavelength intersects. That's how I like to think about liking a musician's or artist's music or art. Yeah, I think you interfere somewhere. A lot of those songs are quite atmospheric. It's as if we're floating somewhere in pleasure, not knowing what's next necessarily, but just enjoying the moment and kind of allowing the energy to move what's to come. I think space can also be metaphorical and not so literally sensual. But I think there's a way that even outside of sensuality, we humanize things. We even humanize our own feelings, if that makes sense. We humanize our encounters with anything unknown. We explain it through our lens. We explain it through the feelings. We explain it through something tangible, but sometimes it's beyond that. And sometimes it's something we can't explain, even something as simple as our connections with other people. So I hope you take some of these thoughts with you this evening. And let's continue through space, passing by stars and dust and passing through multidimensional space. I've been thinking a lot about that since I've been reading the Three Body Problem series, about how beautiful and poetic science can be and how it still is something that reflects our what we think is our humanity, and it affects our philosophical way of thinking. Science is also informed by that. Okay. As we're floating through space, my mind is also floating, so I hope you're enjoying these random thoughts. Let's continue on with the one, the only, Erykah Badu. She's coming along also on our outer space ride. Let's see what happens next.
Body music. Body music. Body music. Body music.
Body music. Body music.
Many nights he was alone.
body music. Body music. Body music. Body music.
You are listening to Body Music, and that was Orange Moon by Erykah Badu off of Mama's Gun. What a beautiful song. A lot of these songs do have some space imagery, or words. I mean, we had Orange Moon, we had Cascades, we had Mycelia, we had Jupiter. I think these artists were also tapping into this same mystery, this longing, this floating in pleasure or pain at the same time, you know, with no end. Infinity, space is supposed to be infinity. How can we conceptualize something that's beyond our literal, tangible comprehension? Literally, how? We can't. So this angst, this sort of existential angst, not understanding the limits or the limitlessness of our universe, is eye-opening. And when you connect with that feeling, it is a mix. It's how we are making steps to understand these things, but we might be totally wrong. There might be a fourth dimension that we can access, molecules at the basic level might be able to subdivide into further levels. There might be energies we can observe because of our technology. I mean, there's so many unknowns. Back to Earth now, not yet, but a little bit in our speech. We are about halfway through the hour now. I hope you stay on our spaceship as we are continuing to move through outer space on today's Body Music. I'm having so much fun. I love existential questions and sort of wallowing in that sometimes. Like, why do we sleep? Things like this. All right. I'll leave you with those questions and those thoughts as we continue through outer space. I hope you are relaxed. I hope you're used to the changes in gravity. I hope we're having a good day, a good evening. Let's go further into space. See you soon.
Body music. Body music. Body music.